Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
We got the chocolates.
What the frick is that?
We got the chocolates.
Don't they do dad jokes?
We got the chocolates.
Wait, there's a podcast?
Yes. Really?
Scouts, welcome back to the We Got the Chocolates podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Skin.
And I'm Gody.
And that's Migas over there.
Hello.
And Migas chimes in and films. Well, pre-films firstly, chimes in when we need him as well. So that's his role. Dave the Brit that knows jack shit is also with us. He's over there. He edits the podcast. And who else we got? The girl that I'm getting to know, Rochelle, is here. Skin's fiance, Eloise, is here. And Dave the Brit's wife. Never said that out loud before. Dave the Brit that knows jack shit's wife, Megan, also here. Or as we like to call her, Megs Benedict, but she hasn't really taken that nickname and run with it. Yeah,
it's weird.
Which is weird.
No one else has
ever
said
that. What do you
that.
Like to call her, Mikus? That was a really good one.
What did literally you say? Just said it as she walked in.
Miscellaneous discs or something?
No, well, Skin.
You're going to have to explain it.
You're putting me under pressure
here. Explain it, yeah.
Well, we called Dave Disco Dave. Mm-hmm. And then so Gody calls him Disc. And then Meg walked in and I said, Mrs. Disc, and then just went miscellaneous disc, and now it's miscellaneous disc.
That's Miss Disc.
Miss Disc.
Disc.
Nice.
It's not the best, but thank you for explaining.
I didn't want to tell the story. Thank you, Skin.
It's not the worst thing you've said on the show, but anyway, keep going.
Yeah, you probably arrived by accident, but definitely stay for a laugh. Oh, we got the chocolates. That is a win. And in the episode today, it is a little bit different. It's not quite the same as the usual structure that we would probably do because we're obviously having a little break over the Christmas and New Year period, but we really want you to be able to enjoy some content as we bid farewell to another fantastic year for the Chocs. We've tried to take on suggestions from you guys as we have put together what we consider to be the top 10 moments of the year from the podcast. Now, if you feel that something was stiff to miss out, then obviously we encourage you to get in contact with us and tell us about it. Our first seven are actually going to be played in no particular order. And then the top three we feel like we have actually chosen, we've narrowed down. But again, you're welcome to argue with us if you like. Send an email. WeGotTheChocolates.com.au is the website. Email hello@WeGotTheChocolates.com.au. So just let us know anything that you disagree with. Happy to take it on board. Mm-hmm. Are you ready for the countdown? Top 10 moments of 2023. Now, the very first one I'll introduce, it occurred when Skin's fiance Eloise was on the podcast, and it was in the aftermath of our trip down to Melbourne where Skin got his Prince Albert piercing, which for those that aren't aware is a piercing straight through the old snag.
The urethra.
Just what you want.
That's right. Now, this moment that we're referencing there, the lead up to why you got your snag pierced, that might feature somewhere else.
Maybe.
In the countdown.
Don't know yet.
Potentially.
See, here we go.
But this moment was actually from episode 182 when we had Eloise on. And here is how it went. Because in the lead up, you were like very anti.
Super anti, probably the most anti I've been about anything. Mm.
Which is good, because if you're an uncle, that would have been weirder. Come on, Wiz.
Oh my goodness gracious. God. That is just masterfully done. Nah, sorry. That is just, absolutely.
Sorry, Louise. Shut
that
up.
Is just
let's just all have
clinical.
A
oh my goodness gracious.
Can you give
Come
me something
on.
There?
Come on,
mate. It doesn't get
it's
any
good.
Better than that.
No.
That mate, is just.
We're 181 episodes in. We've done funnier moments than that.
That's top drawer gear. That.
I stand by that.
You were happy with
that. I was fucking really happy with that. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, did you like it? Did you?
Yeah. Know?
I could tell.
Well, I'm actually more disappointed you didn't like it. Are you serious? How
are
you going to get better gear than that?
I said, that's good.
Oh, no, that's great, mate. Fucking best move. Oh, yeah, that's not too bad.
Oh, the funniest part was just Eloise was keen to get back on track again. Yeah, he's like, no, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
You wait.
I've got to interrupt you there. That is just masterfully done. One of the great descriptions. Oh, geez. That was just in amongst Eloise telling you that she really didn't enjoy the Prince Albert piercing whatsoever.
Yeah. Yeah, no, she was anti having my penis pierced, which makes sense. So was I. Anyways. earlier in the year, actually, we were pretty slack with something. Calling Dave the Brit, who knows jack shit, by his full name. We had shortened it to Dave the Brit, which I'm sure he was stoked about. But it turns out Reese wasn't. He got in touch with us to sort of pull us up on that. And it essentially created a bit of a saga. I think it went on for maybe it appeared on like 3 episodes over a period of 3 months or something like that. And essentially he's just got great beef with Dave. So this is how that went. We gave our friend of the show card number 28 to Reese this week for his contribution on episode 185 when he called us out for not using Dave's full name when introing the podcast.
I think you're running a risk of new listeners to the podcast thinking his name's Dave the Brit that knows heaps when all the listeners know that that's actually not the case because the bloke knows fuck all. So yeah, just moving forward, if you could just start using his real name.
And a few weeks later, Reese responded to our efforts.
Your commitment to the Dave the Brit shit, I'm all over it and I'm all about it, and it's been absolutely outstanding.
So we got him on the phone this week to give him his FOTS card, and he wanted to apologise to Dave, actually. So here's how that went.
This isn't anything personal. I think one of the lines that I used was, Dave that knows fuck all. Can we use someone to apologise for me, please? Because it's nothing personal against him.
Listen, there's not often that I put my foot down with this much authority, but I'm absolutely not apologising to him for that. It was one of the great lines.
Yeah, what was I saying? Fuck that guy. You know, anyway. It is personal. It is personal.
That's great. Remember the Dave the Brit that knows jack shit nickname? That all happened this year as well. That was said. And I think we recapped it. Yeah, we recapped it, I reckon. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, we recapped
right
it.
Right at the start, I reckon.
Right at the start. We recapped it, I think, in when we presented the friend of the show card to Dave about the fact that he just kept getting things about England and Great Britain wrong.
Oh, goodness.
Every time he would come onto the podcast, we'd give him a mic and he'd screw something more up, and the next English person would write in and say, nah, that's wrong.
Yeah.
Well, so the issue is as well, he keeps getting all the the Formula One knowledge he's passing on to us wrong as well. So which is like, you know, I'm sure he loves as well.
It does know nothing about Formula One.
That is true.
Drive to Survive, great show.
Yeah,
that's Dave, how Dave got into.
Yeah. He got into Formula One.
My favorite, Formula One race. Leonardo. Is it a Hamilton? Is it?
Yeah. Leonardo,
fantastic driver, part of a fantastic team. Yeah.
It's not that hard. You just drive around tracks. It's pretty straightforward, I think so.
Oh, he's got no right to reply.
Oh, I feel sorry.
Sorry, Disc.
Keep an eye out for Dave's podcast coming out next year, apparently.
Yeah, we still don't have a name for it, but it's going to be good. Now, what else do we have? Well, I guess throughout this last year, I have been getting to know a girl named Rochelle, who we introduced earlier. It just seems that every time that she's been in the room for the podcast, my introductions of her have just never quite gone to plan. I think Goaty, this would have been last year where she first came to watch, and Goaty was like, you seem nervous. Why?
Really put you on the spot there, didn't I, buddy?
That's all right. But just ever since then, it's never gone very well, including this moment from episode 208.
Scouts, welcome back to the We Got the Chocolates podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Skin.
And I'm Goaty.
And that is Mikas over there.
Hello.
And we also have Dave the Brit that knows jack shit. He edits. He's here in the background. Mikas, by the way, he films and chimes in when we need him. And Charlie the Chocolate Fact Checker is also here in the background. And the girl that I am getting to know, Rochelle, is back there too. She does nothing useful, really, for the podcast. In life, obviously, far more contributions than that.
Okay.
Anyway, good to be here again.
She won't be here next week.
You probably arrived by accident. Not you, Rochelle, sorry. definitely stay for laugh.
Oh,
we got the chocolates. That is a laugh. Couple of bits of news too that we do need to.
What's wrong?
We got the chocolates. Is a win.
It's a win, not a laugh.
Are you okay tonight?
You're nervous.
Obviously not. No. I didn't even know I said that. We got the chocolates. That is a win. That's what I meant.
You panicked a little bit there, bud, didn't you?
That was proper panic stations. I don't even know, because I didn't mean it to be offensive. It was just that normally I go through people's roles of Charlie fact checks and Dave edits and Rochelle does nothing. It's like, I just felt like it was quite, and then the way that all three of you looked at me was just like,
Probably wouldn't have said that one.
I could think of one positive thing to say.
Mate, you're a professional though.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I just see what I did was obviously made a mistake, but then covered it up beautifully.
Yeah.
I think is no one would have noticed. It was seamless.
Absolutely. Very well done.
You screwed up the whole intro there, so that was good.
We got the chocolates. That's a drive. We
got the chocolates. That's a computer.
Oh, goodness. Now, also this year, we came up with what I think is one of our more brilliant
segments. Jody loves it.
Yeah, I really like this segment. I mean, they're all great, obviously, but it's tough to beat Letter Change the Plot. So this was the first time that we played it, a little cut up. And just for those of you who may have missed this episode, the idea being you change just one letter in the title of a movie and have to come up with an entirely new plot for the film. So this is how that went.
We're trying to avoid them becoming pornos, but unfortunately that happened.
Unfortunately, my first two are. So I'll run through those. And they're quick.
Oh, crikey.
Forrest Hump and Willie Madison.
Okay.
Yeah, I just got them off my chest.
I heard. Finding Chemo. Sorry about a clown.
No.
Story about a clownfish who's diagnosed with cancer and begins a long search for a cure.
You piece of shit.
I don't think you're going to act that one out.
What?
Is he the worst bloke we've ever met?
All right. I have 50 first lates. Essentially, it just follows the life of Lee for a month and a half. Pretty self-explanatory, really.
It can't be my first late if I'm...
Don't ask questions. Yeah.
That's kind of how
you forget yesterday each time. Yeah. I forgot that I was late yesterday.
Coach is like, why are you always late? What?
News to me.
I've got Beauty and the Feast. A very attractive lady goes to a buffet. It's quite a short film.
I've got the story of Lee Drennan, dodged tall.
Been dodging it for years.
Crikey.
Hopefully that growth spurt's coming.
War for the Planet of the Vapes. Two blokes from Logan have a disagreement about who owns the vape. Breaks it into a war.
I'm pretty happy with that. Oh,
it's just such a great segment. We should probably do it again, now.
Probably tomorrow.
Yeah.
Definitely true.
It's so good. I love it.
It was nice to hear Mika's dishing out for a bit of what for once. You're normally on the receiving end. You were just so harsh when I said the finding Chemo. I think would make a heartwarming film. I stand by that as a movie idea, but that's fine.
Mika's you piece of shit.
Yeah, when it's not me, I've really got to jump on.
All right, Cody, this one was one of your best moments, I thought. At the end of every episode, we do often give sort of some homework, I guess. It's for you to complete. It's generally things like go and visit our website or leave a review or leave a YouTube comment. I'm sure you've heard that at the end of episodes before. However, during this particular moment in episode 177 this year, Cody was just a little bit fed up and he chose to be a fair bit more blunt, I would suggest.
Don't forget those ratings from you guys too. We're actually slipping down the charts. It's not our fault. Keep them coming is what I'm saying.
Oh, you bastards, just not doing your homework.
It's not that hard, guys. We're doing our best. We're just...
Say that.
They need to hold themselves responsible.
100%.
It's got nothing to do with us.
There needs to be accountability around this. Not to ourselves, obviously.
No, we're doing our best. We actually are, though. We are doing very, very good, not fucking moving. So, you know, keep them coming.
Again, you're doubling down on that.
Double down. Listen again, please. Just comment. Just get us up there. Top 100. Come on.
Crikey. podcast all morning. I think the performance of the podcast could have something to do with us.
I couldn't disagree anymore.
I think the best part is that we never know what you're going to say during that.
I usually script it and write it down, obviously.
So we don't know what you're going to say, and then just every now and then you would say something we were just like, where did that come from?
Well, I actually remember that. You played cricket that day.
Yeah.
Right, and we were recording it. It was like fucking 10:30 at night. I just had a Gary gutful by the end of the evening. And I think you'd had a few beers, and anyway, it is what it is, but... Yeah,
it's fantastic. And now the next one, Goaty, this was actually from very recently, episode 212. Again, involves you and I.
Oh, that's just before the 200th, obviously.
Just before the 200th. Yeah. So Goaty and I spend a great deal of our time making puns. There's no question about that, as you probably know if you have listened. Yeah. We're still waiting for Skin to do one.
Mm-hmm.
Continue waiting.
Yeah. Okay. But generally, these are actually off the cuff. Genuinely, they actually are. I would say
99% of them.
Yeah.
98 maybe.
98% would 96. Be definitely off the cuff. However, on the odd occasion, we do just sort of like tip each other off of like, hey, there might be an opportunity for us to do some sort of punnage here in this episode or in this particular segment or whatever. Now, obviously, we never wanted Skin and Mikus to know that. I thought that was the plan. Anyway. The fact that we might potentially speak to each other before the episode.
Maybe.
But Goaty sort of, I think, forgot that rule in episode 212. Oh, life goes on. Who sings it, Mikus? Leanne Rimes is the answer you're looking for.
Oh, she's a poet. That's good to hear, actually.
We don't rehearse that stuff, Skip. We actually know that.
Yeah, I know. That one you do not rehearse.
Okay, so just to pause that there. That was early in the episode, right?
Where good gear, that.
Great gear.
And obviously got great reactions out of these two. They absolutely loved it.
Yeah. It was fine.
Any less laughter, a funeral breakout, mate.
That's a funeral breakout. What's that bloke doing?
Fucking
So that was early in the episode. Then we went on to this, which was later in the episode. Yeah. I'd be real comfortable sort of calling Mikus like Broker Hontus, for example.
Mm. I was more along the lines of like Muhammad Brother Adin.
All the words you could have said.
I must admit, I forgot we were doing this.
Yeah.
Oh, but I never rehearsed it. You can't write this stuff.
Oh, mate, honestly, that Leanne Rimes gear before, that was not
that was
fucking.
Good. That was good. Yeah. But you can't say it about all your gear. You cannot say it about all
98%
gear.
Of it. Okay?
I forgot we were doing this and blown our cover in this space of 2 minutes. Yeah, we don't rehearse. I forgot we were doing this. You know, actually, Gary, you know what that reminds me of? I don't know if it was this year or last year, but during one of speaking of not rehearsing, remember when you rang me to tell those Elton John or Elton Spot iceberg lettuce?
Yeah. And we did the three in a row.
Yeah, man. Yeah. But my lines, you rang me during the day to practice and rehearse, and all my lines were like,
oh, yeah. What's that?
What's that? I just had to say, what's that? Three times. Yeah. Like,
I couldn't do it.
That's how serious we take our rehearsals.
Seriously.
Oh,
goodness. Okay, this next one I think requires a little bit more explanation because I don't even know if we ended up releasing it.
Right.
Or if we did, it was like very short and sharp without like sort of just an inside joke without any backstory. But it was probably one of the things that made us laugh more this year, I would think. So the backstory is, if you don't know, I've been vegan for ages. Mikus was vegan for a while as well. Some point throughout the year, had trouble with your skin,
that's not me.
and decided to try and change up your diet to see if that helped, sort of thing. No issues. For whatever reason, you told Lee and Goaty about it early doors. And
he told me when he was pissed. He didn't even mean to tell me.
He messaged me out of the blue, said, you know what? I'm not vegan anymore.
How do I tell Skin?
The whole time he was so scared about telling you.
So you've kept it from me for I don't know how long. But then, so you've eventually built up the courage to tell me one random day down the coast on a Sunday. And then the very next day, we recorded a segment about essentially just making puns out of the meals you have at selection dinners on a Thursday night at the end of footy training. And this is how that went. And from Phil A. Mignon.
Oh, that is a great choice.
Where did you get that?
Filet mignon.
Filet mignon.
What's that?
It's I feel it's steak wrapped in bacon.
Ask Mickers.
That got us. You know, that would have been an idea.
That's one of your best skits.
No one would have understood.
No, not one.
Why that was so funny.
That's why we couldn't put it out. No one would even get it.
I'm pretty sure, to be fair, I think we actually did put it in the audio, but we were like,
you didn't do a socials video or anything.
Because generally we would always go like, okay, no inside jokes. Like everyone kind of, and we pretend that someone's listening for the very first time. It's like everyone needs to be able to understand a cover log for the last. With that one, we were just like, that's too much to explain. Like, no one's going to get it. It was just something that was like so fresh that Mikas had
very
even,
fresh, ethically sourced fresh.
Yeah. I hadn't told anyone. I was so nervous. And then that just came out literally the next day after I told Skin.
Yeah, you hadn't just told me.
Funniest part was he was so nervous about telling Skin. He's like, nah, he'll be, I don't know, he just won't take it very well. And we're like, Matt, he won't care. Yeah. It's his diet. He couldn't get less. I'm pretty sure, like, you'll be fine. And then he's told him one day, and then the next day, Skin's just piped him.
Got a little filet mignon joke.
6 months later, and he's still doing it. So.
I couldn't care less about it. I just still want to poke fun at you. But.
Yeah. And you do bring a lot of it on yourself, I would suggest.
Well, when I eat steaks in the office.
No, not so much that, but more the fact that you like came in and said, no, no, no. So I'm pretty much still going to be vegan.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do it. That's why Goaty keeps bringing up the ethically sourced thing. Yeah. That was what Mika said in the first week.
Yeah. That was the big speech he gave me. He's like, no, no, there's just this one butcher and I'm just buying steaks from him. I'm just having one steak per day. The next week, ordered like chicken at Subway. What happened, mate?
Subway are very ethically sourced meat, Skin.
They are wonderful
you
know people. What
else? You love Wicked Wings from KFC.
Next one, please.
All right. Well, on Mikas's request, we will be back. That's the seven moments from our top 10 that we've put in no particular order. We'll be right back with our top three after a word from our sponsors.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
All right, so on to the top three, and I do know what you're thinking, like, you know, 10 moments, boys. There were probably, you know, 690 other ones that could have been on the list. Like, we provide that many highlights. I get it. It is hard to narrow down. It took us a long time, didn't it, Skin?
Yes.
Great. Well sold. We don't prepare this gear. No. But these are the three biggest moments from all the episodes that we have put out in 2023. We're very much hoping that we've done a decent job. In third position, and this actually came from episode 172 when Yana was also on the episode, and we learnt a word whilst playing Fictionary that Mikas found particularly useful and insightful, and Yana essentially hasn't been back since. It is Venus. I can't read this.
Why do you do this to Michael? You know how he gets.
The word is Venus. What's up, guys? My Venus is 8 inches long.
is the example.
Buzz?
Okay. I think I heard Japan first.
I can't hear anything through the wheezing.
Why did you just go?
Yeah, Buzz. Buzz was in second.
Is it just a penis?
No, it's not.
Obviously not.
Oh, sorry.
The measure of how far back you wear a beanie. The further back you wear it on your head, the longer your penis is.
I don't want to be here. I hate it.
In brackets, usually measured in inches.
I wasn't there that night, so that's like literally the first I've heard it. How do you wear a penis back 8 inches?
I mean, do you mean a beanie?
I think the beanie. No, you know how in movies or something, are those guys that wear those big, like,
saggy
beanies?
Is he fucking Santa Claus?
I'm not sure what he does in his spare time.
Number one for next year.
but no, you know those ones they wear, like, I remember it in Raise Your Voice, the bloke wore it heaps. It's got Hilary Duff, in it. Okay. You remember that movie?
Vaguely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he had a big penis.
Mm, huge.
Yeah.
10 inches.
I don't know. Remember you came back the next week wearing a beanie like that.
Of course you did.
Yeah. Hey, I don't know if I'd have a 10-inch head. How can you have a 10-inch penis?
Yeah, true.
Skin, I think you do.
Mm. What is We've seen it. We've seen
how many inches? How many inches? 6 inches is a subber.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, your head wouldn't be that far back that way, would it?
No,
is your head as long as a 6-inch sub?
Let's measure.
With what? All three of us will line up.
Need a meter ruler. Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. But I know that, Yana's, I don't want to be here. It was one of the great lines.
Wasn't stoked.
She wasn't thrilled with it. All right, so that's what we had in third place. In second place, now, this and the silver medal for 2023 best moments. This is something we enjoyed a huge amount, and I think it is because, and so many Chockies actually wrote in about it and enjoyed it as well, particularly on YouTube, and I think it's because Goaty in general is not a person that you want to make a mistake around. Migas whinges quite often about the way he looks at him that gives him no confidence.
I just literally look at him.
And he's, if you make a mistake around him, he just has a way of looking at you that basically says, is there something wrong with you?
Oh, yeah.
I would
say. And if it's not the look, he'll just literally say, is there something wrong with you?
Yeah. Yeah. It looks so killed.
What was your one to me the other day? We were on holiday. You were like, do you know a bigger fuckwit?
Is that what he said to you?
Are you some kind of fuckwit?
Are you some kind of fuckwit?
Some sort of fuckwit?
That was when I went, past Rochelle.
Like, you've done like the mildest, like.
I think it's because I went past Rochelle and was like, hello, Munchkin. Are you some kind of fuckwit?
Let me get that tattooed.
So he is great for that. Now, Goaty, I can't recall having made a mistake like this before this instance that we're about to play. And it was from episode 191 when we were doing a name storm for what were we name storming?
Fridges.
Was it fridges?
Yeah.
For fridges. So this is how that went. Now it's time for us to help someone. We've got a name storm to assist Toby. Goaty, I know you're pumped about this.
Fucking pumped.
Is seeking a new name for a newly installed, newly installed work refrigerator.
If you, if it comes back, if you push it, like if it's on a hill or something, it's a fridgeridoo.
You give it justification for all of it.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
If it's on wheels, and let's say you push it, like to get something out of the way and it rolls back to you, it's a fridge. No,
you're thinking of a boomerang.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, you're so excited.
It's a fridge rank.
Shit, sorry, everybody. I fucked that up.
That's the greatest thing that's ever happened.
Oh, disappointing. My God. I fucked that up.
That's disappointing.
It's one of my other favorites. Usually when you fart in the office, geez, that's disappointing.
That actually is very disappointing.
You do say that all the time. I think the fact that your apology is like, I think that's what I love the most about. Imagine going to just like the press. He's like, sorry, everybody, I fucked that up.
What else do you say? I did. I fucked it up.
I will never forget the look in your eyes when it clicked.
You said something. I'm like, oh no.
What have I done?
Skid, I think, was the first one in that audio. I'm hearing him going like, wait. Yeah. You know how Skid takes a while to process things sometimes? He's like, wait. And all of us are kind of like ticking over like, nah, hang on, it needs made a mistake.
Nah, that sucks.
But people love that, to be fair. That was like the comments that people got around that. We even put out the Namestorm video. Like, I remember cutting it up for socials, putting it out on like socials a couple of weeks later, and people were like, why did you cut out Goaty's fridge ring? It was the best one. Like, they frothed it.
Yeah, that hurts. Anyway.
Unlucky.
Anyways. That is unlucky. Yeah, that's just bad luck, not bad management.
That's the silver. That's the silver medal.
Sure. Very deserving.
I wonder what the gold's going to be. This is going to be a real head scratcher, this one.
Yes, exactly.
Head scratcher.
Okay. Well, anyways. I'm sure this will be a massive shock to no one. In episode 170, Lee challenged me to a what are the odds game. And how was this a name storm as well? It was the nickname segment.
The guy's name was Willie Pearson.
Yes. So they called him Prince Albert. Yeah. And Lee decided to challenge me to an odds game. And yeah, I'm pretty unlucky. But God gave us about 12 weeks of content. So here we go.
12?
If not more, yeah.
Sorry. Four.
The guy at work named Willie Pearson. He was known as Prince Albert.
God, that would hurt, eh?
Getting your Willie Pearce skin.
Yeah.
As a Prince Albert.
You ever had that done?
I haven't, no. Would you ever? What are the odds?
The fact that
we're playing this game.
Yeah. The fact that you paused was concerning.
What are the odds of you getting that done?
One in.
Would you do it for the show?
Yeah. If I lose the odds game, sure.
We'll give me the odds.
One in 50.
Oh, that's Canison. Better. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
27.
By Skin's favorite like part that he said, and I was like, why did you say 27? You fucked
it. Did I say that?
Something like that.
Well, my favorite bit is Mika's turnaround going, yes, no.
He just couldn't make up his mind. That is classic Mika's.
Yeah. It's generally that is Mika's personality clip.
So good.
Oh my God. Skid, it was just, I don't know. We never had played the odds game before that, obviously, on the podcast. Yeah, it was the most random thing.
Yeah, I was so shocked. I literally wouldn't have played that since primary school. Mm-hmm. It was just, that was as random as it gets.
It was very odd. But yeah, as we said, that for the next couple of weeks we got, first that we sort of had someone on that had one before and they sort of said, yep, no, you hit an audible crack. I think that was Ethan. I remember Ethan in America saying we were like,
that's right.
We had a few doctors saying, please don't do it. We'll have to amputate your penis.
Yeah, a doctor who had amputated a penis after a penis piercing emailed saying don't do it. That was discouraging.
Yeah. And just to clarify, yours is still attached?
No.
Your penis?
My penis is still attached. Penis still intact.
But two strings.
Have you chosen to piercing. Break the news that way?
Just so obvious. Like, oh, my penis? No, not there.
It's on the floor. Just there.
No, Gertie tripped on it on the way.
Overrated.
You can use my car keys.
Apologies. Yeah, no, penis intact. Piercing not attached. No, that's in the bedside table.
Is it? You still got it?
Yeah.
It should be like, as like a just in case sort of thing.
No, I think just as a piece of memorabilia. Yeah. I don't think I'm going to put it back in.
It's mad that it's not there.
Yeah, it should be right.
It's fucking, it's absolutely behind insane. You,
really. That's true, yeah. Yeah. We'll get it framed. Yeah. It'll be in shot.
We should try and get that large one we saw on the wall.
There's a...
Remember
the odd piercing.
Remember
yes.
when we walked in and Ben and Gertie looked at each other, we're like, is that the one going through this big thing on the wall?
The one that was so confronting in the shot was the
Oh my goodness.
We talked about this the other day. Yeah, no, tell people.
Obviously for a person who's got like two nipples piercing, which is fine, whatever, but then there was a bar basically connecting the two nipples. Yeah. And like it was probably what, you know, like a 25-centimeter bar that was connected.
I guess it depends.
And then there was another one that, like, there was a chain that went from that,
that was
bar,
pretty
like,
sick.
From the chin-up bar down to the Prince Albert piercing.
Yeah.
Wait, what are the odds that you get that?
Please don't.
I'm not even playing that. Yeah. That's horrific.
Oh, that's not the spirit.
Oh, sorry.
You got to play the odds game.
Just don't.
Rightio, so that is our top 10. We will definitely get you to vote, particularly on those first seven, but you're most welcome to write in and visit wegotthechocolates.com.au just to send us an email and say, hey, boys, you idiots, you missed this.
Yeah, perfect.
That would be fantastic. You can also get in touch with us on our socials. It's at wegotthechocolates, wherever you have social media.
Yep, and we also have a website. If you want to get in touch with us there, you can leave a voice message type of thing on the chalk line. That's wegotthechocolates.com.au. I think that's on the contact page. And if you'd prefer to write in, you can do that just below as well.
Absolutely. Keep those ratings and review coming. I'll say that nicely today. We love you guys. Yeah. You guys have been fantastic.
And just to go
sound like Gody, you've got a gun to his head.
So sarcastic. Yeah. No, but just to take Gody's point a little bit more, I think this is the last episode that you listen to in 2023.
Yeah.
I think we put something out recently about how great of a year it was for the podcast in terms of the growth and the new chockies that we've had on board that have come and hopefully really enjoyed what we've put out. And we obviously wouldn't do this if it wasn't for the support of you listening. So we appreciate it very, very much. We've enjoyed 2023 a huge amount and we can't wait to do more of this for you in 2024 and make that a belter year as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that stumps. Love you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.